have much of an opener. After playing like that, you don't have much to say. It was embarrassing. That's not the way I expected to come out and play. Hats off to Green Bay. They played a great game, but that's not indicative of how we should have played. And, I feel bad that I put the team in this position. And, I'll point the finger at me, and, it hurts. It doesn't feel good.
Coach said he didn't think you looked comfortable in the pocket, is what he said. Anything to put a finger on as to why?
No. I just got to do a better job of moving around and finding lanes and, not taking so many sacks.
Was that the second interception? Was it tipped? What happened there on that second?
The first one was tipped. The second one wasn't. Yes.
Christian, did a short week go into this at all? And you haven't been taking any reps, and now throwing.
No, I felt comfortable with the game plan. I felt comfortable coming into this, and 3 years of playing experience before this. I wouldn't use that as an excuse. No.
When did you get the official word you would be starting?
Well, I kind of felt like after Wednesday's practice that I started thinking I was going to be the guy, and. And then today they ruled Teddy out.
On those two interceptions on consecutive drives, what happened there on those two plays?
The first one, Cordero was coming open. He slipped and got back up, was coming open. And then I think defensive lineman tipped the ball and it ricocheted and Culpepper got it. And then, Peppers got it. And then, the second one, I double clutched and shouldn't have just thrown it. Should have ate that ball or been more accurate with it.
Why did you double clutch on that one? Did you see the defender? Or?
It was an option route, and I just wasn't sure what was going to happen.
I know every backup says it's their job to be ready, but how difficult is it considering this, whole year, 11 days ago, you weren't even, activated and to be thrown in the situation? Is it hard to put into words what that situation is like?
I felt prepared. I felt like I had a good chance of going out and playing well. And, I do feel comfortable, felt comfortable in this offense. And, it just didn't happen tonight.
Is there any common thread between balls behind receivers, balls over receivers' heads, under thrown?
No. I mean, it's I don't know. I'll have to look at the film and see. But, it's embarrassing to play like that.
Was weather ever a condition?
No.
Was weather ever a factor?
It didn't really ever rain that bad, and the balls weren't. I think first drive it was a little slick, but after that it wasn't bad.
Well, you want a chance to get another cut at it?
Bad. Sucks not being able to take full advantage of the opportunity I was given today, and I have to look at the film and try to figure out a way to play better, because that's not going to cut it.
Sounds like that opportunity may not come right away. I mean, Coach said he thought Teddy was ready to go next week.
Yeah. I don't know, when it's going to happen next. I mean, that's what stinks about not playing well tonight. Who knows? But, I'm going to do a better job of trying to prepare myself and be ready for that next opportunity.
Old Zimmer's message to the team that he's spoken to you guys after that?
He just said we got to play better. That was pretty much it.
He was pretty short with us. Did he have more to say to you guys, or was it a brief message?
He's pretty brief all the time. So.
He said sometimes it's good for a team to get their nose rubbed in it and to learn a lesson, and I know it's hard as a player to hear that. You guys have kind of been, through your share of bumps already this year. How does it feel to hear your coach say that?
Well, he has a point. He has a point that, knowing what this feeling feels like, I'm sure every person on this team feels the same way, and we don't want to feel it again, and hopefully that is used as a motivational tool for guys to use for the rest of the season and play better and not have this happen again.
Christian, what do you think your biggest problem was?
I don't know. Missed throws. Wasn't good in the pocket and. We didn't convert on third downs. We kept our defense on the field. There were some issues, obviously, and I'll have to look at the film and see, what exactly happened.
Coaches have talked about the improvements you've made in this offense, just kind of picking things up. I guess how much were you looking forward to showing that today?
A lot. I was pretty confident coming in that this was going to be a great opportunity for me, and I felt like practice went well this week, and I felt like I was improved, and I was excited for the opportunity.
How much harder is it back there without Adrian?
I mean, obviously, Adrian's Adrian. He's a great player, but we do have two great backs. I mean, Matt Asiata's doing a great job. He's done a great job in the preseason, did a great job last year and this year, and Jarek's coming along as well, but Adrian's, when he does come back, if he does, we'll be happy to have him back. But we got a few great backs back there.
Last couple. After not having a lot of game action live, think moving pretty fast for you, or because of your experience that wasn't?
No, I mean, it wasn't too bad. And I played in that fourth preseason game, which actually wasn't that long ago. I mean, it was only 5 weeks ago. So, it wasn't too bad.
Christian, you said you're going to, take the blame and point the finger at you, but pass protection was bad. There was issues on defense. Do you think it's not fair that everyone might just...
No, I mean, I'll take the heat. I mean, two turnovers, missing throws, and I got to do a better job in the pocket, moving around and hitting guys. So, I'll take the blame.